It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Back here on 90.9 The Light WQLU inside our DeMoss Hall studios. And if you are an avid listener, we know that we always like to profile many Liberty teams around campus. We've got a whole lot of them, and we're probably going to get some more soon. But right now, we stick with the ones that we've got. We've had a lot on. Another special feature from Club Sports coming up right now, as we have a couple members of the Liberty Archery team, Meredith Dissinger and Susanna Martin, joining us straight from Vegas. Viva Las Vegas there, competing for, was it the national championship? I don't want to get that wrong.
So we are part of the U.S. Collegiate Archery Association, and so they held regionals in five different places across the country, and if you got into the top eight, then you were able to go to Vegas and compete for a national title.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So you competed it. Were you in Vegas?
Yeah.
So you were in also Kentucky before that, right?
Yes.
I'm reading?
Yep.
So you guys have both competed for the archery team. I believe, Susanna, it says here you placed second in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And Meredith, you placed first in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your place in Las Vegas?
I placed second after shoot-offs.
All right, so if you could, just tell us about how that competition went, kind of the ramifications around the archery team here at Liberty, the practices that you guys do, and really how you got started.
So I've been doing archery for about 4.5 years now. So basically how Vegas worked is we went on a plane at 7 o'clock in the morning, got all the way out to Vegas, and we shot qualifications at 5 o'clock Vegas time, and we did not stop shooting until 12:30 Vegas time, which
like
equaled
three hour time.
Wow.
Exactly. So it was a really rough, long day. So for us to be able to do that well underneath that type of environment and structure was phenomenal. Basically, what happens is we have our 3D season in the fall. We practice right once we get to school for our 3D competition. Then as soon as that gets over, we're into indoor. So I've been practicing probably 3 months straight, nonstop, just to be able to do Kentucky, which was 2 weeks ago, and be able to shoot a qualification score for that. And then we only had a week to prepare for Vegas, and we were off. So
I started shooting literally it was like 2 weeks before we went to Kentucky, and I hadn't been able to shoot much beforehand because I had toe surgery right before. So you can't really shoot when you can't stand up.
How long have you been shooting as a whole, Susanna? When did you start in your life?
I've had a bow for a really long time, but I haven't really been able to use it because there's not a great amount of archery places where I live. I live in Norfolk, Virginia. But here, I actually just started shooting last year, in September, I think.
Wow. So what kind of got you started with it, going from, you know, just being an amateur with a bow to somebody who's competing nationally?
Well, they took me on a trip, so, you know.
always good motivation.
So with the competition in Vegas, the rest of the team, how do you guys, you know, prepare for that? What are you specifically doing to try to get better, and what is the competition like? What specific events are you competing in?
So Vegas, it's a three-day type of competition. You shoot 10 rounds, 3 arrows per end. So you shoot 10 ends. Basically, you just have to be mentally strong. You have to get yourself ready in the zone. Listening to music is great for that. But also just practicing. If you want to be on the same level as half of those people, you need to be practicing every single day, doing multiple hours of shooting a week. We were unable to do that leading up to Vegas only because of having to send bows off through mail. Mine had to be sent off like that.
And school classes.
Yeah, and classes, everything. But basically just knowing that God has your back no matter what, even if you don't feel like you are prepared to shoot against all these amazing archers who have been preparing for months, just praying through the experience, knowing that every shot is for him, that's essentially what got me through it, being exhausted through all the jet lag and stuff like that, that really allowed me to shoot the best that I could under those circumstances.
Yeah, you talk about the wear and tear on your body, and you were saying how you had toe surgery beforehand, Susanna. What type of strain? Like, we always see, you know, in the movies and different things like that, a lot of that's CGI, we know. But how? What type of strain on shoulders? And do you guys ice down afterwards? Like, you were talking about a long day shooting in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like, there's got to be some wear and tear.
Well, if you're lucky, if you're doing it correct, it should be your back and not your shoulders that are sore. Which is, I kind of only, like, started doing it correctly, like, at Vegas. So my shoulder, my back was killing me. But actually, like, the biggest strain is, it tends to be more on, like, your fingers, especially if you, I had one year, when I first started, my tab was way too thin. And I actually, like, killed the nerve in, like, the side of my finger. And I couldn't feel my finger for months. Mm-hmm. It was really irritating. You can't type when you can't tell what you're typing.
Yeah, for me, definitely, it takes a toll. I actually am now seeing the athletic trainer for my shoulders and back, only because I'm so tight after that. But usually what I do is I have to bring a heating pad with me anywhere I go. I always pack it and just try to relax those muscles as much as possible, because you'll definitely feel it in between, like, your shoulder blades and your spine. Like, that area gets so tight because just squeezing them together. That's how archery works. You're just squeezing your shoulder blades together. And so doing that continuously all the time, it takes a toll. But if you're taking care of your body, working out in the off season, stuff like that.
What type of workouts would you do for that? Like, just rows, like, yeah, over and over?
No, seriously, though, the row machine is, like, the ultimate. Yeah, pretty much anything.
So where you find the archery team guys, they're going
to
be on the rowing machine.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got to get you one of those, like, the stretchy bands and just over and over again. Stretch.
Just keep pulling up. Keep pulling that thing back.
Yep.
And you guys flew to Vegas for that competition, and you mentioned the jet lag. What did you kind of do to compensate and deal with that after you were done? Like, what did you do afterwards when you did it actually finally hit you? Like, oh, we're 3 hours off, and we've been doing this for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. I need to go crash. Like, what did you do?
Yeah, we were awake for almost 24 hours. Yeah. Oh, at the end of it. We
Vegas!
Yeah, Vegas!
I think the other guy on our team actually, like, stayed up an hour extra just so he could say he'd been up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I crashed the moment I got to the hotel room.
Yeah, I crashed too. It was exhausting because we had to be up early in the morning to go to the vendors and get ready for our next day of competition. Basically, I just had to push through it. We stayed up until like 11:30 every single night because our competition was so late in the day. We didn't shoot until 5 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, Susanna and Evan, they shot at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What?
So, it was great. I was like kind of awake.
So wake up call.
Yeah, pretty much.
You were kind of awake with a heavy bow in your hands.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's a good combination.
So basically this week has all been sleep catch up because of that. You just have to keep on pushing through even though you know you're exhausted.
I don't think I woke up until like Thursday.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. You talk about archery and kind of the art of it. I could not connect. I've had a couple of tries with, you know, some plastic bows, I guess, and mm-hmm. not anything huge, but just getting the arrow on the I'm gonna not use correct terminology here, the arrow on the bow and actually shooting it. What is the form that comes with participating in that kind of archery? And then I saw that you guys were both actually in shootouts with the eventual champions of both of your competitions, where it's kind of like a sudden death match where you had, what was it, three times to shoot three arrows, add up the scores, 2 points for a win, 1 point for a tie, none for a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the art of archery, and then tell me about the heat of the moment competition when you're in a shootout like that.
I'll let you do the art. You're kind of the expert.
Okay. I'd love to hear about that, the art of archery.
I'm a level 2 instructor for USA Archery, so I've gotten official training in this. Basically, with archery, there is an official way. It's like a 10-step form, and most people use that, but everyone has their own variations because, you know, everyone's body is different. You got to pull back the bow a little bit differently depending on who you are. But there is a certain, like, procedure that everyone has to do, a certain way to grip the bow, the string. in a certain way to like pull it back and where to like anchor it underneath your jaw.
And I'm sure how to stand as well. A certain way how to stand.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's a certain way to stand. So just kind of learning that, like anybody can learn it. There's Paralympic archers. Like people in wheelchairs can shoot archery. There's
like there were some people there that were shooting with their teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, there's a guy that has scary. No arms and he like has world records in archery.
Well, let me ask you this, Susanna, for somebody who hadn't been doing it that long, how was it for you to learn the art? How quickly is it to pick up for somebody who really is interested in the sport of archery?
It took me a little while. I've got to see through my eyes and also through another girl that joined a little bit after me. When I first started, I couldn't hit the target like once or twice per practice. And we shot like 100 rounds or something. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was really hard, but I picked it up after a while. It just takes doing it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing is just the more you practice, the more that you're doing it. The guy that went with us, Evan, he just started a little while ago and mm-hmm. I can already see he's gotten so much better. And I think like next year he's going to be so much better and he's going to outshoot himself by a lot.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, like I imagine the strain you were talking about, like on your shoulder blades and things like this. Does it ever occur to you, because you want to take care of your body, but does it ever occur to you that there could be reoccurring muscle tightness or back issues later on in life? Like if you're doing this over so you just already come to that, you know, decision. Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I killed the nerve on my finger for a little while. I pinched the nerve. I don't know what I did, but I just thought like, all right, well, I need to fix this somehow. So I just got a different equipment. The more you do it the right way, the less likely you are to hurt yourself.
Right.
I've been told that you can get like tendonitis and stuff in your elbows and your shoulders, whatever, if you do it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So the faster you learn it the right way, the less likely you're to harm yourself in overall over time.
So finally, guys, looking ahead, you guys, I'm assuming you're getting ready for the USCA 3D Outdoor Nationals in Illinois.
Yes.
Coming this fall.
Mm-hmm.
If you're both going to be on the team there, what is kind of your preparation like for that? And I'm assuming is that kind of the and this was a pretty heavy competition.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the national competition in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, being crowned the USCA national champions.
For outdoor, yeah.
For outdoor, okay.
Yeah, so we have Ian Rigney, who is our assistant coach right now. He actually runs a 3D range that's like 25 minutes away. And then a guy named Hunter Jacobs, he was on the team. He graduated last year. He also runs a 3D range, and that's like 30, 40 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we're doing is we are going to be going to all of their local shoots, getting used to 3D again. Our 3D range actually just got taken down because of the new shooting complex up on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So we are no longer able to shoot on our own range, but making sure that we're going out into actual competition, shooting 3D ranges in the area, going as a team, that's key. Because if we aren't getting used to each other again as a team, there's no way that we can actually do well in a 3D competition in the fall. So basically that's what's been going on right now.
Wow. So it's certainly great to hear about. Is there any difference between indoor shooting and outdoor shooting?
Completely different animals.
Yeah.
Wow,
completely.
Really?
Literally,
yeah.
we shoot at animals, like fake animals. And that's,
tell us about
that's
it, Susanna.
I haven't actually been to, I'm actually, this year will be my first time going to Illinois, but it's basically, you have these 3D like setup animals that are like fake targets for hunters to practice on.
Yeah, you know, I bought
one. And you have
one,
to shoot at those.
I bought one for my little brother as a joke gift for Christmas one year. I went into Dick's and there was an inflatable deal on sale and I just bought it. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go on.
It's also at different ranges, whereas an indoor competition is all the same range. It's like, what, 20 yards or something?
Yeah, 20
yards. Yeah, it's 20 yards. These, like, vary. You can be, like, 10 yards away, or you can be, like, 25 yards away, or what's my max, like, 30?
For Olympic recurve and bare bow, it's a 30-yard max. For bow hunter, it's a 40-yard max, and for compound, it's a 50-yard max.
So you go in between, and it's especially hard for, like, bare bows, because we don't have, like, sights or anything to aim off of. We're just, like, well, this seems right. Mm-hmm. And that's how we aim.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's certainly, what about the mental aspect of it? When you're shooting that, what kind of mindset are you supposed to be in when you're shooting?
My mindset is don't lose my arrows. Because when you shoot in the woods, like it's so hard not to lose your arrows. Because if you miss, it could fall in the leaves or get stuck under rubble.
Or just keep going.
Hit a tree and break your arrows or stuff like that. So I actually shoot a little better in outdoor than I do indoor because I'm so afraid of losing my arrows. It makes me all tight and
wow.
better.
Yeah. For 3D, you have unknown distances, so you have to mentally be thinking, how far away am I from this target? So you have to guess what the range is, and that will dramatically change whether or not you hit the target and whether or not you hit the specific spots on the target that you need to. And then there's also known. So I think with 3D, it's a lot more mental in the whole guessing slash yardage. Whereas for indoor, you know the yardage, and it's more of a mental game of, am I able to shoot the same spot over and over and over again?
Wow. Well, certainly great to learn about Meredith Dissinger and Susanna Martin for the archery team. Guys, it's great to learn about you know, the successes of your competition in Vegas, and we look forward to hearing more about the team as you guys head to Nationals in fall. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, let us know next time you want
to. All right. Yeah, I'll have to maybe take a shot. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
for real. We should do Facebook Live where we
go out.
We'll teach you how to do it. I've got Astrobo.
Right down University Boat, right in the parking lot, right?
Yeah. Shoot it out. Right now they've got ice or whatever out there, so we might as well
set out on our train. We'll have to set something up with that.